If you haven't noticed, I publish an episode right around 12:22 a.m. Central Time, telling, all of you that we are back. I'm going to push so hard to get all the episodes that I can recorded, to have daily, weekly still episodes, once we get caught up and everything, but expect daily episodes so we can catch up with June. But welcome back once again. I hope that you guys missed me. I feel bad, entirely, extremely bad for being gone away from this podcast, because simple. I'm supposed to be putting out episodes, but anyhow, welcome back. Now this is going to probably have a viewer's discretion advised. We are going to once again be talking about serial killers and what they've done to their victims and all of that. But if you're sensitive to this, that's fine. It's entirely fine. Anyhow, this episode, as it is titled, we're going to be talking about Wayne Adam Ford, which he is an American serial killer. And this isn't an unsolved serial case. It's solved for the most part. He is dead, I think. I don't know if he's died yet, but, he has the death penalty. So anyhow, let's jump into who Wayne Ford is. He was born in California. He is the second son of an American father and a German immigrant mother. His parents divorced when he was 10. Then he dropped out of high school and then became part of the U.S. Marine Corps, where he served for 6 years before being honorably discharged in 1985. Beginning in 1983, he had problems that escalated, whether it was psychological or, just random things. Even at work, he would just not be there, I guess. He would be there, but his mental state wouldn't be. He actually was hospitalized several times. He was married 2 times. They were brief, and he did divorce both. He also had various incidents with the law, including allegations of beating and robbing a prostitute, to even animal cruelty, which at that point he did serve a brief jail sentence. He was working as a long-haul truck driver at the time of his arrest. Now, I don't know how much about this guy there really is. I'm going to try to find as much. So, if you hear me say, let me go look around for more information, it's because what I have found so far is really nothing. So, anyhow, in 1998, he turned himself in. He walked into the Humboldt County Sheriff's Department in Eureka, California. And in his pocket, he had a woman's severed breast. He confessed to having killed 4 women in 1997 and 1998. And as like every serial killer, no matter who it is, there's always talk of possibility of being more unknown victims. He was found guilty of 4 counts of first-degree murder on June 27th, 2006, and was sentenced to death in August of the same year. According to this article, he is still residing at the San Quentin State Prison, still waiting his death. So this is the part where I'm going to find stuff, because this would be a really short episode. He has also been featured in Criminal Minds. Let's see. Let's look into this really fast. I'm not saying this is important, but, you know, he has been featured in it. Not probably himself, but it just gives out some information, I guess. So, on October 17th of 1997, Ford picked up his first victim. She's identified, I should say, as Torso Girl, whom he had raped, murdered, and then dismembered. Her torso was found days later by duck hunter in Eureka, California. Then months later, he picked up and strangled his next victim, which was a prostitute from Las Vegas. Her name was Tina Gibbs. Her body was found a month later. His third victim was Lanette White. He picked her up as she was going to a grocery store near an Ontario truck stop. Her body was found in irrigation canal days later. A month later, he then picked up his victim, Patricia Temez. Then, following Temez's murder, Ford began having suicidal thoughts, and he prayed more. On November 3rd, 1998, he told his older brother that he had hurt people real bad. That's when both Ford and Kelvin walked into the sheriff's station at Humboldt County, location of his first murder, and then turned himself in. In his pocket was Temez's severed breast wrapped in plastic. And like I said, he confessed. He claimed to be remorseful, which it seems like he was. I'm not saying, you know, it could be an act, but I don't necessarily think a case like this, he would have been so easy to turn himself in. We see with other serial killers, truckers or not, that being turned in is just a struggle. They have fire inside of them that just, I guess, consumes and engulfs and strains their heart. And I think that's the opposite of how he was feeling, how Ford was feeling, because he felt bad. He literally told his brother, hey, I murdered, or I did something really bad to people, you know, and he was willing to go into the sheriff's office. So, in my honest opinion, I think he was remorseful, you know. As talked about earlier, he had psychological problems. You know, his mental state declined. No matter where he was, he just wasn't there. And I don't know if that's because Ford had some PTSD. And we talked about this in other episodes of the season, because it seems like some of these truck drivers were also military people, and some of these truck drivers after the military had a hard time readjusting into society, a society where they felt abandoned, out of place, not ordinary. And in some cases nowadays, I'm not saying modern day veterans or military people are the same way. I'm just saying that, you know, in most cases, as once again we've been discussing in other episodes, that it was more or less of trying to adjust to society again. Because they've been away from it. They were in a place where they didn't know society like they did back at home. And I know I'm rambling, it's because my computer is shit right now. There we go. Let's pop back up, I guess. But he said that the reason that he felt remorseful and the motive for his crimes was he committed these murders out of hate for his ex-wife. He didn't have a true desire to hurt any of the victims, and that he had chosen to turn himself in because he thought he was about to kill his ex-wife and he didn't have to leave Max an orphan, which I'm guessing Max was the son that he had with her. He was charged and arrested and all that for counts of first degree murder. So, and I guess this is kind of the, I don't know if we're getting close to a mindset of why truck drivers, not all, once again, but a small portion of them, do become serial killers. I think it's because it's just, I don't want to say it's normal, but it's just the way it is, I guess. It's really hard to explain. Some serial killers are really easy to understand, while others are not. And in these cases, they're easier to understand. You know, definitely if they came back from the war, or any war, I should say, and trying to readjust. His modus operandi, he initially targeted prostitutes, but then later began murdering hitchhikers. Once again, he would rape, then stab or strangle them to death, mutilate and dismember their bodies, whether it's partially cutting off their breast or whatnot, and then scattering the pieces in the wilderness. He claimed that he was so drunk during the murders that he wouldn't be surprised if he had engaged in necrophilia with them, but could not say if he had really done it. Some of the victims' body parts were found in his freezer and showed signs that he had tried to cook them, though it does not appear when they were found that he had cannibalized any of them. Let's see. So, it's just where it is. His Criminal Minds episode was season 5, called Solitary Man. Ford wasn't never really directed, mentioned, or referenced on the show. He appears so to have been inspiration for the episodes on Sub, which was Wade Hatchett. Both were serial killers as stressors involving the wives and young children. And, yeah. Let's see. But, let's see here. There's really not much more to Ford. But that's sometimes just the case. Now, if you looked at his murders seem to be within the same year. Compared to other serial killers that we've talked about, it doesn't span over 5 years. It doesn't span out over, you know, 6 or whatnot. It just seems to span out for 1 year. And I guess that is why he did what he did. No, I'm not talking necessarily about the murders. Now I'm rambling again. But it's more so of, you know, how do I put it? Nurture versus nature in a way. And in this case, it's trying to understand his mind. Because, hell, most serial killers don't feel remorse. They have a motive or they don't. But in this case with Ford, it wasn't really nature versus nurture. His motive was just hatred for one person. Yet at the same time, he felt remorse because he didn't want to kill his ex-wife, no matter how bad he hated her. And somewhere deep inside, I think he was struggling with the whole idea of maybe he still had feelings for her. Maybe he didn't. Maybe he was struggling with the whole idea of the aftermath and what caused it. Maybe she was a prostitute and that's why he targeted prostitutes. I'm not a psychologist, obviously. I'm not one even in the outside world. It's just something that people tend to miss, just to look at the surface of the person, to look at the crimes and be like, this guy was already bad. He was already born to kill. He was already born and destined to us to be a psychotic person. It's hard to say. Like I said, once again, I'm rambling. But without further ado, we are going to, in this episode, hopefully you down on those things when you listen to these episodes, and definitely this one, when we talk about an actual serial killer having remorse and the battle that he may have went through, you know, because it's not common where we hear about a killer, serial killer specifically. You know, doing this, showing remorse. But once again, thank you for listening to this episode. Like I said, I'm hoping a lot of these episodes aren't as short, but you never know. I just clicked your names and find what looks interesting. I might dig into it a little bit. But without further ado, once again, thank you for tuning into this first episode that did always had enough information, but I made it long enough to have a person understand this person. See you next time, which is going to be Tuesday, where we go look at the autopsy of Christopher Donner.